These are recollections of Turner Ashby. Memories of the years when the oceans rose and several states were separated asunder. Chapter 10. It was just so quiet. I never heard such quiet when the electricity went out. The darkness rang in your ears. And it was so quiet you did not want to talk or disturb the darkness. I thought maybe it was a little like drowning. When you give up and breathe in the silence, and the silence is like a liquid, like a pall over you. You'd never come up and you wouldn't care. They said, if it goes dark, stay dark. That was a command, make no light. Try not to move. If the lights went out, it means somebody's trying to get in. Don't make it easy for them. I was lucky for once. Lays and I were working together that day when we heard the clunk and the grind and the wheeze of the generators. Then nothing. We just let our backs slide down the wall and Lays found my hand and she held it. I started to say something, probably trying to say something assuring, which I surely would have messed up. And Lays put a finger to my lips. And for a long while we just sat and leaned in the dark. Now, I can't imagine what sharing the dark and the weight with the CIA information verification crew of Tyler and Billy and Megan would have been like with their commands and their intelligence agency belief that what they were doing was more important than anything anybody else was doing, and they were making a difference in that crazy world, that the entropic collapse of information, true information, could be stacked up again and shelved again. As if the information was Humpty Dumpty. If you found the key in a long stick and you turned that key in the right direction, you prodded Humpty Dumpty, he would jump backwards and his pieces would flitter in a swirl in the face of time and space itself. And Humpty Dumpty would be sitting back on top of the wall. Everything would be okay. Everything will be okay, Lays whispered to me. As we sat in silence for what felt like the 12th hour, I was getting sick of waiting, basically. Lays Fitzgerald and I had been waiting in the bowels of the storage tunnel of USLOC 1445 with its camouflage metal door and air intake and the side of the mountain of the Shenandoahs for more than 6 weeks. We'd been waiting for spring, waiting for word for somebody about the wall between Virginia, my Virginia, and the aggressors from North Carolina, waiting for the war to end if it had begun, waiting for the radiation to end if it was floating around out there, waiting for safety, waiting for the truth like it was some dump truck or held in the beak of a dove and could be delivered, that we could sign for it and we could be delivered along with it. That is a mixed metaphor if I ever heard one. Was Ray Charles really the founding father of our country? Lieutenant Megan Stevens, the head intelligence information specialist, asked, and she smiled. Our first days there in the tunnels were all smiles. It might have been a better world if it had been that way. Usually they say it's Jeff Davis. Tyler, the consistently drinking cyber component recalibration specialist, said, "You got a date on that thing? It looks like it's from 2026, online, third grade East Tennessee social studies text. You know you can't trust anything past 2022. That's why we got all this hard copy textbooks. How far back would one have to erase all the information that the digital cloudburst generated?" I asked. "How far back would you have to go to make it right?"
"We're just supposed to assist the problem, not correct it," said Billy Ryder, correcting me. He was a security information intelligence officer of the gang, and he was the bane of my existence.
"You mean the CIA wouldn't change a deliberate lie like who was our first president?"
Lays asked this softball question of her newest favorite friend. "Only if the answer threatened the health and safety of the infected population," Billy said, proud that he could regurgitate his regulation book. Hard to argue that citizens of a country of Tennessee would care who founded the country that no longer exists.
"Sounds like 1984. Lays commented. 1980 what? Billy commented back. The book, 1984, Lays says, a classic of George Orwell.
Never heard of it, Billy pronounced.
I'll have to read it to you sometime, Lays volunteered.
I'd like that.
The bandy boy, Billy Ryder, said. Oh, for Christ's sake, I thought, and I still think it. I'm 85 years old, and still think it. What the hell was that man doing in my world? Why? I was just a poor 17-year-old, almost 18-year-old boy in love. How was I supposed to fight off a uniform? A professional spy and a bandy man. Billy reminded me of a rooster. If I'd ever seen a real rooster, I'm not so sure I had. I was a city boy. I'd never really hung around farms, but certainly Billy had all the attributes. He strutted, and feathers come out of his ass. Lays was often wearing his officer's coat draped over her shoulders. She said she was cold. She was always cold. I remember how we kept warm just a few short months before in our cabin up on top of the mountain. I missed that cabin. I missed Sam Bellows. I missed my mother. And wondered what had happened to the only world I'd ever known.
You two are welcome to stay, Lieutenant Megan Stevens said. I don't think you have any choice. We don't know how bad or how much radiation's out there. North Carolina threatened to use a dirty bomb. They hit Baltimore or something. We don't know what it was. We don't know if they'll use more. You'd be safer here.
Megan was a kind woman. It seemed an unlikely soul to be wholly dedicated to this odd post-United States intelligence operation she'd been left in charge of down here in the labyrinth. The United States Library of Congress storage stone, 1445. She was hell-bent to carry out the Sisyphean task of recreating what was true and what was not true in a world of ephemeral records. You're going to have to work with us. You're going to have to earn your keep. You kids are smart. We could use you. You were educated different, weren't you?
Megan examined us, looking up and down.
It's almost like you two weren't plugged in, like your chips missed the random redirections of the cloudburst. I don't know how that could have happened.
Our mothers weren't at all good with keeping up with the times, Lady said.
They let the subscriptions lapse, I added. You both got pre-22, that's 2022, cores in your chips. That's unusual. Most tax indentures had their chips changed out when Texas, California, and the Eastern EU purchased the national debt.
You're rich kids, aren't you?
I can tell. Your families didn't owe.
Everybody owes, Lays said. So we worked in this cozy little environment and tried to fit in with the quasi-military approach to life. They were glad to have us. Most of their regular IIV, that's the Intelligence Information Verification Squad, cut out a couple years earlier when the U.S. government dissolved, stopped issuing checks. But being somewhat in demand did not mean that Lays and myself were allowed to do whatever we pleased. They gave us single cots in separate rooms. They issued quotas and schedules. We ate with the crew in the common area. The tunnels were like a spaceship in that way, a crew and a job adrift. The spaceship tunnel weren't headed anywhere, sealed off. We didn't go outside, hardly look outside. They were fiercely afraid of radiation. They read all about a 1956 handbook on the subject, found in Library of Congress stacks way back there. I'm a firm believer in knowledge, even knowledge for knowledge's sake, but I also have come to the hard-earned conclusion that there are some books better left unread, and I'd say the 1956 Cold War relic fell in that category. Mostly, Lays and I were assigned the task to compare contemporary digital copies of news bulletins and local laws that had been passed with print texts of government documents. One could pretty much tell where things had gotten off the rails, and the cloudburst virus had done its informational shuffling. For instance, the first 10 constitutional amendments were all mixed together with biblical 10 commandments. In the latest national constitution of the country of Oklahoma, you end up with wording something like this, Amendment 7, thou shalt not commit adultery during a jury trial. Well,
When the hell else would you commit adultery? Why not? What better time to have a quick affair? For myself, I was enjoying our forays into the world of twisted and lovingly convoluted misinformation. But I really didn't see where it was going to get us. Once a fact verifiable, no. Once it gets out there, it's almost impossible to reel back in. Everything, every record, every proceeding, every birthday had turned into a kind of random fiction. The danger lay, of course, in whether you were partial to the particular star or not. For Lays, I think she was glad for some company that wasn't me, and we're both glad of food that weren't beans. Now, there was one thing that Lays had kept to herself and did not mention to the Intelligent Information Verification crew. And that was her special chip in her head. The one that Zuckerhauser and Enhanced retro-coded, whatever that means. Well, I know what retro-coded meant. It's that Zuckerhauser was smart enough, and certainly technically savvy enough, to cover his handiwork. So our CIA friends, or anybody else for that matter, would think that Lays was carrying around an old rusty pre-2022 sensor chip in her head. Instead, she had, no doubt, one of the most advanced personal chips ever made. And the chip was constantly picking up signals, whether Lays appreciated that or liked it or not. She was connected to the outside world. Turn, I got to tell you something. Lays grabbed my wrist and pulled me back in stacks one day. This was unusual. She'd hardly been talking to me. What do you want? I said as surly and pouty as any broken-hearted 70-year-old boy could muster. Oh, don't be like that. This is important. They're coming. Who's coming? I asked. You know, the war. I'm hearing chatter. The war is coming. They're talking about a march from the sea to the mountains. What should I do? We gotta run, I said. Maybe we tell them, but we gotta run. I wish I could tell them and not tell them how I know. Who knows what Megan will say? She might want to shoot me or dissect me. We told them, and they were almost gleeful. They were in awe. They loved memory chips, and they loved information. Think of what she's got in her head. This is great. She needs to be debriefed, Fat Tyler said. I agree completely. I'd be glad to question her personally. Do whatever I can to help, Bandy Boy Billy said, being of all of a sudden a happy volunteer. Billy, leave her alone, Megan sighed. Why, she likes hanging with me. We work well together. We have a rapport. There's nothing wrong with that. This was all being said right in front of me and Lays. We were sitting right at the same table. She takes you off task. I can multitask. I was trained to, Billy said with a superior tone. Just do as I ask. Leave her alone. Is that an order? If it has to be, we don't need any pregnancies. Well, there was some information I did not want to hear. Megan reached up to the shelf and pulled out a 3-ring binder. I hadn't seen one of those since my daddy's law office days. This is a shutdown procedure, Megan announced like we were a class. Everybody read it. We can't let this insulation be taken. It's not even supposed to exist. If we get hit, we go dark. Stay dark. You understand? Do we blow the doors? Bandy Billy asked. We might. Megan nodded. Will we be inside or outside? Depends. I didn't ask on what. Now you all may as well get back to work. Probably nothing going to happen today. 3 days later, the lights did go out and the dark came and the quiet came. To me, it was better than the anxiety of waiting. I couldn't stand the waiting. After about 6 hours, it felt about like 6 years, Lay squeezed my hand and sucked in her breath. What? I said. Shh, they're coming. Then she just stood right up. We gotta get up and see. But, I said, I was excellent on the butts in the woods. We crawled on the catwalks and through the aisles up and up to get back to the big secret camouflage metal door we'd originally come through. It was like popping the hatch on a submarine. The sun was blinding. There were noise and racket everywhere. Birds were singing. Trees were out. Life was out there. I miss that. Look, Lays whispered with a sort of catch in her throat. Hundreds of people. Hundreds of them.
I didn't know if they were soldiers or what. We're walking up the side of the mountain. They were headed right for us. Our world was never to be quiet again. More later, Turner Ashby.